This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism. Hashtag podcast. Hashtag broad. On Joy 94.9.
Thanks also for taking time out. It's your Thanksgiving, and I really appreciate that. That's.
Oh, no problem.
That doesn't happen
really
every day.
Convenient because my boyfriend's on the radio today also. So
oh, okay.
We're not doing Thanksgiving
until
later.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Excellent. Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited to have you coming to Australia. That's amazing for the two events, basically.
I'm thrilled, yeah.
Yeah. Is it the first time you've been here? I know they probably get that question all the time, but is it your first time?
Yeah, it is my first time.
Oh,
I've been wanting to visit for my whole life, but never had the chance till now.
Wow, that is cool. Very cool. All right, thank you. I'll just do the intro and then get started talking about your work and, of course, obviously Batgirl, which a lot of people talk about too, and the event at Acme as well. So you've got a couple of things there. Yes, because you're part of the Superhero Identities Symposium as well, which is very cool. All right. This is Broad on Joy 94.9, and we are very honoured to have Hope Larson on the phone speaking to us from the US. Her first time, she will be in Australia, in Melbourne, for a couple of awesome things. There's the Superhero Identities Symposium on the 8th and 9th of December. That's when it's been held here in Melbourne at ACMI. And then, of course, the wonderful Women in Comics Festival, which is on from the 10th and the 11th of December. Lots of things going on. So, yay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, excellent. So, Hope, can you just give us a brief rundown? I mean, what an amazing career. Obviously, the Batgirl is the big one, DC Comics, that you've been doing with Raphael Albuquerque. Just, I guess, a brief rundown of your careers to date.
Sure. So I've been writing and drawing comics professionally for about 12 years or so. Mm. And I started out in very indie comics here in the U.S. and have gradually worked my way from there to book publishers. And this year, for the first time, I'm working with mainstream comics publishers, so DC and with Boom, yes, and doing issues and more serialized storytelling for the first time. So most of my work has been graphic novels, and most of it's been geared toward kids. And this is the first time that I'm working on stuff that is for a broader audience in terms of the age of the people who's actually reading it.
Yeah, amazing. And doing, working on the web as well with some of your work. How do you find that in comparison to, as far as the reach? Do you think it is greater now? Be a web comics?
My work in general now?
Yeah.
Do you think? Doing Batgirl and doing Goldie Vance with Boom, it's a completely different audience than the one that I'm normally reaching. And as soon as I started working on those books, I started getting fans who are really communicating with me actively on Twitter and online in a way that I never had before. Because when you're writing for kids, a lot of the time they don't really reach out. So the people that I'd be hearing from the most were librarians and teachers and people like that. So this has been really cool. It's nice to feel connected to my audience for the first time.
Yes, it would be. And also we do look at genre too. As well here on, as far as being a woman in this type of genre, what has your experience been like? The challenges, I mean, what sort of challenges?
It's like a tricky question to answer because I came up at a time when the industry in general was really trying to get more women involved with comics. So I came up alongside all these incredible female cartoonists who are my friends, you know, Raina Telgemeier, who does Smile and Drama and just did Ghost, Vera Brazgul, Jen Wang, Jillian Tamaki, and Mariko Tamaki. So these are all people that I've known for my entire career, and I've always been close with them, and I've always felt really supported by all of them, and I think they'd probably say the same thing. So it's I've never had this moment where I felt like an outsider because of my gender. I feel it a little bit more now that I'm writing Batgirl, because that is the boys' club. When I do panels at shows for DC, I'm usually the only woman, and there usually aren't any people of color on the panel either. So it's like, you definitely feel it more when you're on a panel with like four or five middle-aged white guys and you're the one woman.
It must be quite
Everybody's been great, so.
Because there's a lot of I guess the sort of prestige and the status of something like a DC's Batgirl, and going along with that. And how does, you know, so far to date, how's it been, the experience creating?
I love it. I totally love it. I wasn't really sure because it's my first time doing licensed work. Really, I did A Wrinkle in Time. I did an adaptation of that, but that's kind of different.
Yeah,
because it was more open-ended. And this is my first time working with established characters in a format that's not my usual. So I've really had to hit the ground running and have relied on my editors a lot. Because I don't really, I've never read a lot of superhero comics, so all of this is new to me, the rhythms of the storytelling and the character backstory. It's a lot of research. It's exciting, though. It's really, it's cool getting to work in a different facet of the medium.
I think it probably would give you a really different, because you haven't got that ingrained of you, what the rules are for superheroes. And that would give you a fresher sort of eyes for it, you know? And I think that translates really well, even the look of Batgirl. And, you know, everyone was like, oh, Inari, she's much more seemingly, girl age. And, just a different approach to the character, which is really refreshing.
Thanks. I've heard a lot of comments like that, which is great. But, of course, I really don't know because I'm such an outsider. I'm trying to make everything work for people who've been reading superhero comics for a long time, but since I'm learning everything for the first time, I'm never really sure. I'm just hoping that it works.
Just going and doing it. It's like, and of course, most people would know you too because of A Wrinkle in Time. You know, being part of that. That's the one that you got the Eisner for, of course. That's going to be made into a film, or they've started shooting the film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that shooting down in your part of the world? Or am
I'm not sure. Look, so many things. The problem with a lot of those sort of films, I guess, when there's a lot of special effects involved, CGI, parts of it might get made in studios here, like in Queensland, they have them set up, and parts might be made in New Zealand as well. So it becomes a bit of a mixed breed of a film, you know. I don't know if that's much...
Right.
That's probably more different from comics because, you know, you've got yourself working on that work. You wouldn't have too much of it going to other studios as such. Would that be the case? I mean, as far as...
I kind of just, like, do my... I can do my job from wherever, but...
Yeah.
It's cool because, like, Raphael Albuquerque, who's the Batgirl artist, he's in Brazil, I think. And my editors for my books, she's in New York, so on the other side of the country. So yeah, it's we're all spread out.
Yeah.
But A Wrinkle in Time is kind of cool because, the thing that's funny about the movie is that when I got this job in, I think 2008 was when I signed on to do the graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things was, oh, we're doing a movie and we want the graphic novel to come out at the same time.
Right.
And they thought the movie was going to be out in 2010. So now it's like almost 2017.
Yeah.
And the movie's just actually started shooting.
I know. Hey, time. You know, there you go. It's more than a wrinkle in time there. But if all of your work, what inspires you, or who inspires you the most?
That's a hard question. I was a voracious reader growing up, so I read a ton of fantasy and a ton of, it wasn't really called young adult at that point, but kids fiction. I did read a lot of Madeleine L'Engle's books. And those were a big inspiration on me. And as far as comics, European comics, my big first love was Tintin, Asterix.
Right,
I read some of the Scrooge McDuck comics, which are great.
Yeah, they are.
I got really into manga in high school.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there's the, sort of the way that it's so succinct, you know, manga is able to convey something in a very short pattern, one panel, you know, one page or so at a time. But I do love those old Asterix ones. They're just wonderful. Not sure about the movie versions, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, yeah.
The movie's not great either.
Yeah, don't go there, maybe. Okay, so what happens to you? How long have you got the Batgirl gig as such?
I don't actually know. Mm. I'm on the book for at least 12 issues, and I don't think they're taking me off. At the moment, it seems like as long as the sales stay pretty good, then I've got it for as long as I want it. But I don't know, because this is all new to me. They could call me up tomorrow and fire me, but I don't think that's going to happen, because it's been going really well, and we're moving into a new arc in the new year with a new artist, Christian Wild Goose.
Oh,
so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, yeah. It does breathe life into a character that, you know, I mean, it would be great to see this translated into another platform, say, you know, television, like Supergirl has. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah.
I love it. I'd love to see that happen.
Mm. What do you think of Supergirl? I quite like it. It's really engaging as a show, and I think it does reach that audience with the humor and everything.
Yeah, it's really cute and sweet, and it has such a good heart. That's what I really like about Supergirl.
Mm.
She's really relatable, and she's a good role model. And I don't feel like every female character needs to be a good role model or anything, but she just is so cool and inspiring and great for kids, and I like that a lot.
Cool. Now, the Women in Comics Festival, you're going to be appearing there here in Melbourne. That's through the All-Star Women's Comic Book Club. How did they get in touch with you? Because, I mean, that's great that you're going to be part of that. That's a big thing for them as well.
Yeah. I have a friend, Martin Pedler, who is a screenwriter and a writer, who lived down there, and he put me up for, well, it's not really a job, but he suggested that they bring me out. Mm-hmm. And he and I actually met when he interviewed me for Book Slut.
Okay.
So he interviewed me about Wrinkle in Time years ago, and we kept in touch and got together at one point when he came to L.A. So I'm psyched to see him again. He's going to be interviewing me at the festival.
Oh, cool. It's like a reunion. That's nice. Yeah, they've got a great lineup of people. So, and I was speaking to Nicola Scott yesterday on the phone, another DC.
Oh, fantastic.
DC girl. We're talking about Wonder Woman.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So you'll be on, I believe you'll be on a panel at Acme. So that's on the Friday, I think it is. It's the...
That sounds right.
Yeah, I'm looking on the website. I'm cheating, you see. I should know this. But it's the Women in Comics one. And I think that's, it'll be really interesting and very important sort of things, you know, we're going to be talking about women in comics panel discussion. It says on the many facets of, you know, what women bring to comics and the culture of comics and how that experience and what that is like working in comics. Do you feel that you get, I mean, do you feel like you're somehow representative now of Batgirl? Like people go, well, Hope Larson, that's Batgirl. And how do you cope with that, I guess?
I get that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that most people, when they think of the definitive Batgirl writer, they think of Gail Simone. So,
yes, of course.
Which is cool. But yeah, people seem happy with what I've been doing, and longtime Batgirl readers seem to be receptive to it. And that's really all I can ask for.
Well, it's early. It's still quite a relatively early point in time, I guess, for your career and in this particular character working alongside.
Yeah.
So it comes with, I guess it's a package deal in a way, and significantly how that will affect you, I guess, for your future career, what you want to do. If you're happy to stay on with Daisy.
I'm hoping to stick with it.
Yeah.
For as long as I can, really, because I'm learning so much. I get to work with some of the best comics artists in the world, and I'm brilliant letterers and brilliant editors, and it's just been fantastic.
Mm. Now, for the story, just briefly looking at storylines and story arcs for characters like Batgirl, when you do get that story, you know, that eureka moment, hey, this is the one, this would be a great way to feed it into the, you know, into the story arc. What's the process there? And writer's block, I suppose, creator's block. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, there's no time for writer's block. the way that it worked for the first arc, the one that just wrapped up, where she is backpacking through Asia. My editors reached out to me and said, hey, we thought it would be really great if that girl was going backpacking on vacation. And is that something that you'd be interested in writing? And also, what's your take on it? So I wrote a take on the concept that they gave me and pitched it to them. And I liked it. I got the job. And now the way that we tend to figure out the rough idea for arcs is, since DC is actually based in Los Angeles, so I can go and meet with my editors. So we'll go have lunch, and I'll be like, okay, so she's just come off of this experience in the previous arc, and I think that maybe mentally she's in this sort of headspace, and so she would want to change careers or something like that. And or like for the arc that's coming up next, I thought, okay, so she's been gone for a little bit. She's coming back to Burnside. Burnside is basically a stand-in for Brooklyn. So it's like a cool neighborhood. It's gentrifying a lot. I don't think we've talked a whole lot about how gentrification is affecting Burnside. That's a really cool idea. Plus, Batgirl's involved with tech. She's a very tech-driven superhero.
Yes.
And the tech industry is growing in Burnside and driving the gentrification, and she's been part of that process. So what's the dark side of that? That's what the next arc is really about.
Cool.
Ultimately coming out of that idea of gentrification, is great, because it's complicated and lets you come up with all kinds of terrible villains. And, of course, I'm bringing in this new villain, who is Ethan Cobblepot, the Penguin's son.
Oh, wow. Cool. Oh, I'm excited, and many, many, many comics fans will be. Now, I'm going to have to wrap it up because, you know what, we're running out of time. Are you there?
Well, thank you so much. Oh,
sorry, yeah, I thought I'd already lost you. Sorry. Well, good luck with the women. Good luck with the Women in Comics panel at ACMI and, of course, Women in Comics Festival. What a great weekend coming up really soon for Melbourne. We're very honoured to have you coming here for the first time. Melbourne is very lucky, I think. And did you know?
I can't wait to meet everyone.
Yeah, before I let you go, I wonder if you could quickly say, I'm Hope Larson and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9. Sorry about that.
Is it Broad?
That's it. And your name, obviously.
Okay.
Thanks.
So I'm just running this by you. I'm Hope Larson and you're listening to Broad FM, is that right?
Broad on Joy 94.9. Sorry.
Broad on Joy. Okay, hold on. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. We might get cut off, but oh well. We tried.
94.9.
That's it.
FM. Cool. Okay.
Yep.
I'm Hope Larson, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9 FM.
You're awesome. Thank you. Good luck with everything. Yeah. I must let you know that the original name for Melbourne was Batman.
Really?
And that's true.
That's amazing.
We should change it to Batgirl. Yeah, he was horrible pioneer, actually. He was a horrible pioneer, but anyway, and his name is John Batman, so they changed their mind and settled on Melbourne. Oh, well.
Oh, bummer.
DC would love
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hope. Have a great Thanksgiving.
When I get down there.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye. Cheers.
Thank you. You've been listening to a broadcast on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.